felt the Lord in it, and I believe that he was praised in that tonight. That's what it's all about. Thankful to be back this evening. Good to be in the Lord's house. Good to be with his people. And I want you to know that if you're here tonight and you're not saved, that this night could be the best night of your life. If you'll look to the Lord and trust him with all your heart, that's when the Lord saved my soul, that's the greatest thing that ever happened to me. That was the best day of my life. And I hope and pray that this day will turn out to be that day for you. I need your prayers tonight. I want God to be pleased. I want the Lord to be exalted this evening. And I want to serve him. I want to honor him tonight with the things that he has placed upon my heart. I want to share some scripture with you from the 5th chapter of the Gospel according to Mark. If you have your Bibles and would like to read with me, then please turn to Mark chapter 5. And I want to begin reading with verse 25. Mark 5, beginning with verse 25. And a certain woman, which had an issue of blood 12 years, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse, when she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, "If I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole." And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, "Who touched my clothes?" And his disciples said unto him, "Thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, Who touched me?" And he looked round about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, "Daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague." And that's, I'll stop my reading there with verse 34. I want to use these words tonight for a title, "Only Through Jesus." I want to ask you tonight to focus your thoughts on the Lord Jesus Christ and what the Lord and the Lord alone can do for you. I want you to think about that tonight if you're here and you're not saved, as we go through this message this evening. And I want us to, in a just a brief summary, I want to look through these verses that were read here this evening and point out some things. There are so many things that can be seen in these few verses of Scripture. And I want us to look at some of them. First of all, we have read about a woman that had a great problem. I mean, this woman really had a problem, and she had had it for a long time. And, you know, I really can't think of anything that would ever befall anybody any worse than being lost and without God. If you're lost tonight, I hope that you realize, I mean, I hope that you will really realize how desperate your condition truly is. This woman had been sick for 12 years. She had spent all that she had and was not made better. She went to physician after physician. The Bible said here that she suffered many things of the physicians and had spent all that she had and was still not better. Now, I'll tell you something tonight about salvation. You can't go out and buy it. Amen. You can't go purchase it. If you try, you would go out and you would spend everything that you had and you would not be any better. It can't be bought. She seemed to have the perception after that she had done this. She seemed to have the perception that if she could just get to Jesus, she could be made better. And that's what she set out to do. To bring her problem, to bring her condition to the Lord. She believed. She believed with all of her heart that if she could just get to him and touch the hem of his garment, touch his clothes, that she could be healed of the plague. She had faith, not just mental faith. She had faith. I mean, she trusted in the Lord. She put her condition in the hands of the Lord. There's a great misconception among the religious realm today about what it means to have faith. It means a lot more than just believing with the mind that Jesus is the Son of God. Amen. It means more than just believing that he came and died on the cross. It means more than just believing the fact that he rose from the dead. Those things must be believed. Yes, that intellectual belief must be there. But the faith that saves is when we entrust the well-being of our soul into the hands of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And that's what this, that's the type of faith that she had. She came to the Lord fully trusting that it was Jesus that would be able to make her better and to heal her of the plague. It went on, and it tells us that straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up. And I want you to remember this. The Bible tells us here that she felt in her body that she was healed of the plague. She knew what happened, didn't she? When the Lord Jesus Christ touched her and made her whole, she felt it and she knew what had happened to her. Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, "Who touched my clothes?" I want you to think about that for just a moment here. We might pause here for just a moment. And I want you to think about that Jesus, when this happened, it says that he immediately knew in himself that virtue had gone out of him. That virtue there means miraculous power. Jesus knew that miraculous power had gone forth out of him. But I want you to notice this. Lost friend, listen, give your attention here tonight to the Word of God. I want you to notice what happened here. Before that happened, before the Lord touched her and made her whole of her plague, before this miraculous healing power, this virtue went out of Jesus, before that happened, before he touched her, she touched him. If you want to be touched by the hand of the Lord, you're going to have to touch him first. You're going to have to touch him first. And I'm not talking about like she did in the day when Jesus was here on the earth and she was able actually physically to reach out and to touch the hem of his garment. But as Brother Tim has already said, the Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And you can reach out through the gift of prayer that God has given to us. You can reach out and touch the Lord Jesus Christ. I mean, you can touch him in his very heart. And you will if you're ever going to be touched by the hand of the Lord. We sing the song, "He touched me. Oh, he touched me. And oh, what joy floods my soul. Something happened, and now I know he touched me and made me whole." But before that happens, you'll reach out in faith and touch the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, it goes on, and it says, the woman fearing and trembling, and this goes, this connects with verse 29, what I read from there about how that she felt in her body that she was healed of the plague. The woman fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth, knowing, the Bible says, knowing what was done in her. I want to say tonight that if you are here and you're lost, that the greatest need that you have and the greatest need that you ever will have is the need of salvation. Lost friend, you need to be saved tonight. If you are here tonight and you're lost tonight, you need to be saved tonight. And God would have you to be saved tonight. God does not withhold his grace from anybody. God will have all to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Amen. God doesn't want you to wait for another day. He doesn't want you to push this opportunity aside and say there'll be another day. The Bible says now is the day of salvation. Now is the accepted time. God has given this to you. What you have right now, the opportunity that you have right now, this night, to seek after the Lord and to be saved. And this is the night that God would have you to come to him and surrender your heart and seek him with all that you have and be saved by his grace. But I want you to know, and I'm going to go back over perhaps some of the things that I spoke about the other night. I said that if you're going to be saved, you're going to have to come God's way. There were some scriptures that I never got around to that night. Couldn't seem to get everything in. And I want to talk about them tonight. I want to talk about what is God's way. I spoke the other night about how that the Bible tells us that there is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Listen, friends, understand this tonight. There's a lot of people that are going through this world thinking that everything is okay between them and the Lord, and it's not. They've been told lies. They've been deceived. People have lied to them, and they're going through this world thinking that their relationship with God is all right. And the truth of the matter is, they don't know him at all. Don't fall into that. You need the touch tonight, just like this woman got that touch that let her know that she had been healed of her physical afflictions as well as her spiritual afflictions. I believe that the Lord Jesus Christ made this woman completely whole. I believe through her faith, he took care of every need that she had. But you need that touch tonight. You need the touch of the Master's hand upon your soul to the point where you will know that that you have been made whole. They say, there's people in the world today, they say you can't feel when the Lord saves you, that there's no feeling in it. And the only thing that I have ever known to make of that is that obviously anybody that would make that argument has never experienced what it really is to be touched by the hand of the Lord. I've never known anybody that really got saved. I'm talking about that really got a dose of God's salvation. I've never known anybody that truly got saved that made the argument that you can't feel it. Amen. Those that say that are those that have not yet experienced it. I pray that they will before they leave this life. But friend, you need something tonight. You need that touch tonight that will let you know that the Lord has touched you and made you whole, and you need to seek after God until that is exactly what you get. And you don't need to settle for anything short of that. God's way. The ways of man, the ways that seem right unto a man, end in death. The end result of them is death. Not just natural death, not just the death of the body, but death, eternal separation from the love and the mercy of God. That is the end of man's ways. That is the death where the ways that seem right unto men, that's where they end up. People that follow them end up eternally separated from the Lord. God's way. God only made one way. One way. And Jesus is it. Amen. Jesus, only through Jesus. Friend, you can have salvation tonight. I'm telling you, you can have salvation tonight. God has enough of it for everybody. When God saved my soul in the summer of 1973, He had saved many, 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 many souls before He got to me. But when I cried out to Him, He had plenty of salvation left to give it to me. And He has plenty left tonight. God has enough grace for the whole world. If you'll come to Him tonight, the Lord Jesus Christ can give you what you need. And I would encourage you tonight to just, save yourself from what this woman went through. Don't even put yourself through it in the first place. Don't even try the others, because they are not going to work. Amen. We can take what we read here tonight and what has been left to us in the scriptures and what this woman experienced, and we can say there's no use to even go out and try those other ways. There's no need to go to the other physicians, because they're not going to make you better no matter how many of them you see. You can waste your time and waste your energy trying to get to heaven another way, and you won't make it. You won't make it. 12 years she spent. 12 years she suffered. 12 years she lingered with the issue of blood. 12 years she went to all the other physicians. And not only was she not healed, not only was she not made better, but she grew worse and worse all the time. She wasn't getting anywhere. But when she came to Jesus, He had what she needed. Friends, tonight, the Lord Jesus Christ, He has what you need. Amen. But nobody else does. Nobody else does. I'll just be honest with you, and I've spoke about it several times this week. Those that call themselves preachers, and they stand up before people and they tell them if they'll just come up there and repeat what they tell them to repeat, and then they tell that person, because they did that, they're okay, go back to your seat, go about your way, I don't care what you do from here on out, just go your way, you've done what you needed to do, and now you're saved. I despise that. Amen. I despise it. The Bible teaches me that that's the Holy Spirit's job. Amen. I don't like to see men playing Holy Spirit, do you? I despise that when somebody, some human tries to tell another human that they've been saved. I want you to know something, friend, tonight. I don't have the ability to look into your heart. Brother Binion doesn't have the ability. None of these other preachers here tonight have the ability to look into your heart. We can't see your heart. It's just like when Samuel was told to go to the house of Jesse and to anoint the king that God had chosen. He went down there and he saw the sons of Jesse. And the first one that he saw was the eldest son, Eliab. And when Samuel looked on his countenance, he thought, surely this must be the one that God has chosen. But God told him, he said, Samuel, don't look upon his countenance. He said, the Lord doesn't see as men see, because a man looks on the outward appearance, but God looks on the heart. And that's all that man can see tonight, is the outward appearance. Listen, if somebody tries to tell you that they know whether or not you're okay down in your heart, they're lying to you. They're lying to you, friend. They're lying to you. They can't do it. They can't look down there. We can't see what God sees. We can only look on the outward appearance. But the Lord Jesus Christ tonight can look down into your very heart. He knows your condition. He knows what you need. And He's got the remedy. If you're ever going to be saved, and oh, I pray that you will be, I want you to have what I've got. I want you to feel what I feel. I want you to experience what I've experienced. I want you to have the friend in Jesus that I have had through the years. I want you to know the Lord Jesus the way that those of us that are here tonight that are saved, I want you to know Him the way that we know Him. We have been given the greatest gift that man could possibly ever be given. And friends, I'll tell you one thing about salvation. When the Lord saves you, it doesn't make you jealous. After the Lord touched my heart, I wanted others to be touched just like that. I want you tonight to experience what I have. I want you to know the joy that I have, because I've got great joy tonight down in my soul. I went to the Lord one time. I went to Him. I told you about it the other night. I went to the Lord and I poured my heart out before Him. I got down on my knees and I begged the Lord to save my soul. I cried out to God. Listen, I'm not ashamed of that tonight. I'm not ashamed to tell you that when I was 18 years old and I thought I was a big, tough kid, I'm not ashamed tonight to tell you that I got down on my knees. I mean, broken down in my heart and in my spirit, and I cried mightily to God. I begged God to save my soul. I reached out through faith that night and I touched the heart of the Lord Jesus Christ. And when I did, miraculous power went out of Him. Virtue went out of Him and came all the way down to that boy there on his knees. Before it came into me, it came out of Him, didn't it? That's the only place where you can get it. He's the only one that has that virtue. He's the only one that has that saving power. It's only through Jesus that you can have it. God did not make any other way. I told you already this week, you can't get it through a church. God didn't leave the church here for that, did he? He left the church here to preach the gospel. He left the church here in the world to go out and to tell everybody what they must do in order to be saved. He left the church here to preach the gospel, to exalt the Lord Jesus Christ, to lift him up before people. But he did not leave the church here to save souls. God has reserved that power to himself and no one else. If you put your name on a church book, when you're lost, you'll still be lost. You'll still be lost. If you go into the waters of baptism and you have the preacher baptize you, if you're lost when you go in, you'll be lost when you come out. If you try to work your way into the good grace of God, if you try to be justified by the things that you do, you're going to be lost before you start to make the attempt, and you're going to be lost after you've made it. Amen. You're going to get it through Jesus, or you're not going to have it. Amen. You're going to be saved through the Lord Jesus Christ, or you just won't be saved. The Bible in the fourth chapter of Acts, in verse 12, talking about Jesus, said, "Neither is there salvation in any other. For there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." Amen. He didn't talk about a few names. He said, "There is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." Friends, I'm telling you tonight, this virtue only exists in the Lord Jesus Christ. You can't get it because you attend a church service. Let me tell you something tonight. Victory Missionary Baptist Church, as well as many other of our missionary Baptist churches, this church here has been concerned enough and kind enough to put these benches here for people to come and pray. But I'm going to tell you something. You can't get saved by coming to a bench. The bench is here to be used if you want to come and pray. But if you come to this bench, you're going to have to come to the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And you're going to have to come in faith. And you're going to have to come fully trusting not only that he can save you, but you're going to have to come trusting fully that he will save you. You're going to have to entrust the well-being of your soul to the Lord Jesus Christ, whether you do it here or whether you do it there. I got saved in the apartment that I lived in. I've heard of people getting saved in all different places. Whether you get saved in a church service, whether you get saved on a mourner's bench, whether you get saved in your car, whether you get saved in your bedroom, wherever that it takes place, we all get saved the same way. We repent of our sins and we trust the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. With all of our heart. And we get it that way, or we just don't get it. Amen. Jesus, in the 14th chapter of the Gospel of John, in verse 6, we find this recorded. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." The way, the truth, and the life. Not one of the ways. If you've got that in your mind tonight, you need to get rid of it. Amen. Jesus isn't one of the ways. He didn't say, "I'm one of the ways." He said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." He said, "No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Amen. That's right. Nobody can come to God the Father except through the Lord Jesus Christ. There is one God, and there is one mediator between man and God, and that is the man Christ Jesus, and there is no other salvation in any other. Amen. Not eternal anyway. There is no eternal life in anyone except for Him. When the Lord healed this woman, I want you to think about this. Go back for just a moment and think about what was said. 12 years trying it some other way. 12 long years of trying the other physicians. 12 years, she still had the disease. 12 years, she got worse and worse and worse. 12 years of it. 12 years, and she spent all that she had. She exhausted all of her money going to the others, trying to be made better. And then she came to Jesus. What a beautiful story, isn't it? She came to Jesus. She made one faithful trip to the Lord Jesus Christ. And she put her faith in Him, and she trusted Him with all of her heart, and she was immediately made whole. Immediately. And you know what? After the Lord touched her, He didn't charge her a dime for it. He healed multitudes without medicine, and He made no charge for His services. Didn't charge her anything. Salvation's free, isn't it? It's free. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Salvation is a gift. When somebody gives you something, somebody comes to you perhaps at Christmas time and they hand you a pretty package all wrapped up and they hand you a gift, you don't expect them to hand you a bill with it, do you? Salvation's a gift. It's free. Free to us. There was a great price that was paid, but it's free to us. It's free to all of those that will come to Him in repentance and faith. Salvation is the free gift of God. And, you know, it just amazes me. I mean, when you really stop and you think about it and you watch what people do in their lives, it just amazes me that people will work so hard in this life just to have the temporal things of this world that are going to pass away before you know it. I mean, every one of them, you know, the car that you drive, the house that you live in, the golf clubs that you have, all of these temporal things of life, they're going to burn up, aren't they? We're not taking one of them into eternity with us. I promise you tonight, you won't take your favorite putter into eternity with you. You won't take your favorite car into eternity with you. We'll leave it all behind, won't we? Every bit of it. People just work so hard. They strive so hard. I mean, in sweat and tears, they will break their backs to have the temporal things of this world. But you can stand before a congregation of people. I've seen it happen so many times. Somebody stand up before a congregation of people and proclaim Christ unto them and proclaim the free gift of salvation unto them. Something that they can have that won't cost them anything because the price has already been paid. And you can preach to people that if they'll just come to the Lord and repent and trust Him, that they can have it and they'll push it away. that tells us, that gives us a good idea of the folly of man's thinking, doesn't it? So interested in the temporal things, so many not interested in the great and good spiritual gifts of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know what? Jesus has always been the way. He always has been the way. He stood as a lamb slain from the foundation of the world, and he has always been the way to get to God. Through Jesus, only through Jesus. He is the way. He is the truth, and he is the life. And no man can come unto the Father but by him. But you know what? If you come to the Lord in that way, the Bible tells me in Hebrews chapter 7, verse 25, it says, wherefore he is able to save to the uttermost those that come unto God by him. Lord can save you tonight. You don't have to worry about that. He's got the virtue. He's got that miraculous power. The Lord has got it. Nobody else. Only him. And there is no salvation in any other. Won't you reach out tonight to the Lord Jesus? This woman that came to him saw her need, didn't she? She saw her need. She saw that she was in a desperate condition. She believed that Jesus, where all others had failed, she believed that Jesus could take care of that condition. Won't you come to him tonight in that way? Reach out. From the depths of your heart, reach out to him. He's waiting for you to do that very thing. Reach out and touch him. Reach out. From the very innermost part of your being, reach out to the Lord and you'll be saved. Let's stand and sing. God help you tonight, lost friend. I hope you realize that your greatest need is your need of salvation. Come to the Lord. If you want to use the mourner's bench, come to the mourner's bench. If you want to bow at your seat, bow at your seat. The important thing is that you come to Jesus, because that's where you're going to get saved. When you bring it to the Lord, when you bring your cares to the Lord, he can take care of it. He can save you. He can save you with an everlasting salvation. Let's stand and sing. God, have you been saved by the grace of God?